The Numbats are a local three-piece band, and its members describe their music as a 90s revival. It's a fitting description that you can also hear lots of different influences in their songs, including grunge, surf, pop, and even 70s punk, with an added grittiness and resilience reflective of the desert. We invited the three women to make up the Numbats, Emily Hoba-Hadar, Sobe Opich, and Mo Newharth to KJZZ for a tiny desert concert and a conversation about their music. They started things off with the song, I Want You.
Someone wrote a review about us saying that when they listen to our songs, it reminds them of being abandoned on the side of a road in a swamp with no cell phone or no weapons in the complete darkness.
That's not...
No weapons. That's an interesting addition in there.
I think what she was trying to say is that it's intense.
Yeah. Mo, how has the music evolved as the band has changed?
I definitely think we started off a lot less complex. I hadn't started playing the drums. I started when we started this project. So, I mean, just technicality and musicianship has obviously evolved for the better.
Yeah, Sophie, what about lyrics? How important are lyrics to you? Because there are a lot of people who pick up, they come to love a singer or a band or a group because of lyrics, and others just love how it sounds.
Oh,
so
definitely.
At this point, how important are lyrics?
Oh, I think they're important.
She's Emily, a poet.
Emily and I are both poets. Everyone's a poet.
I'm not a poet.
I think when I listen to music, I like a song to be fulfilling on all levels. I like when the lyrics are cool, when the music is cool, when the beat is cool. And so I think it's equally important for us. We don't take it too seriously, but it's cool having three heads when we approach lyric writing.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of when lyrics are not so mysterious and they're just straightforward.
Yeah.
And they pretty much... You listen to it and you know what they're talking about. And I feel like you can connect easier to a song like that.
And mood has so much to do with kind of when you write the lyrics, what sort of mood people are in. And for me, I mean, having lived here as long as I have a totally different mood when it's sunny as opposed to when it's overcast. And
yep.
Does that affect you guys when you're playing your music or getting ready to come up with a song?
Well, it's funny because most of our songs were written during summertime. So,
but that's because you just stay inside, you know, and you just lock yourself up in the house. And
hope the air conditioning works, yeah.
Yeah, and our practice space in the summer is pretty brutal.
It's in a basement, cement walls, and
it's hot. There's
okay,
no
so, you,
ventilation.
So you guys have no, okay. Not even a ceiling fan or something like that.
No.
I have a little tiny fan that is called a Vornado.
But it just hits one person. It doesn't
We trade off.
So how long can you stay down in that space?
a long time.
Yeah, we stayed down there for
a whole day.
Yeah,
we recorded our album down there actually, and
in
that
summer.
Was yeah in the middle of summer. It was maybe July was when we did it, and we chugged through it. Water bottles, tank tops, popsicles.
Yep.
Well, I wonder. I'm still into the creative process. How do you think that affects what the final product was then? I mean, as my brain gets older, which it's getting very old, you know, I wake up in the morning, there'll be a song in my head that I don't think I've heard for weeks, and it might even influence the way I go about the rest of the day.
I remember this summer when we were recording our album, Emily was listening to a lot of kind of like 90s grunge, like Pixies and Nirvana, and I was listening to like the Beach Boys, and so I'm wanting to do all these, you know, like pretty vocal harmonies, and we're practicing harmonizing, we're really practicing the vocals, and then she's wanting to just make it just really grungy. So then those things come together, and I don't know, it's cool.
That's Mo Newharth, Sophie Opich, and Emily Hobahadar of the Numbats playing their song The Other Angry Woman. They're playing tomorrow night at Time Out Lounge in Tempe. If you're in a band and would like to play a Tiny Desert concert, send us an email, theshow@kjzz.org.